Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word. This is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew for Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. The word we will consider today is the word kingdom. The word kingdom occurs hundreds of times in the Bible. In the Old Testament in particular, the word kingdom is used to describe the empires of the world or the rule of nations or even particular people. For example, we hear of the kingdoms of Sihon and Og, Cyrus and others. But throughout the history of earthly kingdoms, the Bible is clear that God is always at work. Daniel tells King Nebuchadnezzar that the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory, and that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will. Ultimately, all the kingdoms of the world fall under the influence of God, who works through history to bring about his salvation to sinners. That's what the Bible really points us to, the kingdom of the Lord, Yahweh, which comes to sinners through the promised Savior. Speaking of this Christ and his kingdom, Isaiah prophesies, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Jesus is the one who fulfilled this opening of the kingdom of God to sinful men through his death and resurrection. This kingdom of God is not like the kingdoms of this earth. It is an everlasting kingdom, one that is glorious and will never end. But wait. The Bible tells us that sin separates us from the kingdom of God. Paul writes, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." This isn't good news. Who then can be a part of God's kingdom? Certainly not me, and not you either. We have all sinned against God in these and many other ways. But Paul concludes those verses, "And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." In case we get any ideas that we can win entrance into this kingdom by what we do, by our repentance, by our faith, or by any other work, Jesus makes it clear that we inherit this kingdom as a gift, freely given to us through the work of Jesus as our Redeemer. He says, "But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What a comforting truth. The kingdoms of this world rise and fall. They are run by selfish and often even cruel leaders. But we have a better kingdom, an eternal kingdom, through the work of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us again this week. Be assured that the Lord is at work in you, in his kingdom, through the study of his word.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.